This is The Legal Lounge from Lanyon Bowdler Solicitors, where you'll hear about many aspects of law in England and Wales with special guests, industry experts, and local charities. Here's your host, Amanda Jones.
In this episode, Afsara and Leanne discuss being trainee solicitors at Lanyon Bowdler. They explain what to expect when commencing a training contract and how at Lanyon Bowdler we have a buddy system to help new trainees settle into the firm.
My name's Afsara.
And my name is Leanne Jones.
A trainee solicitor at Lanyon Bowdler will typically do 4 placements or seats in different departments within the firm, each spanning 6 months. I have worked in 4 departments within Lanyon Bowdler: private client, corporate and commercial, clinical negligence, and commercial property. My seats have been pretty varied, and that is the beauty of a training contract. During my training contract at Lanyon Bowdler, I have been able to practice different areas of law before qualification. This varied experience not only helps with understanding and facilitating interplay between different legal services, but also lets you discover your passion.
So prior to commencing my training contract with Lanyon Bowdler, I worked as a paralegal within a personal injury and credit hire firm for 3 years, and this therefore provided me with a lot of hands-on experience, including running my own caseload, communicating with clients, and negotiating with other solicitors, which were skills I was able to apply during my training contract. Due to this experience, I was able to take time to count, which enabled me to qualify within a year and a half as opposed to 2 years, which is a typical time period for a training contract. As a result of this, I worked in 3 departments throughout my training contract, including private client, family, and a split seat in residential and commercial property. What I would say though, even though having some legal work experience before applying for a training contract with Lanyon Bowdler is beneficial, this is not the be-all and end-all, as any work experience which you may have undertaken will work in your favour, including retail, as you will have developed skills during this work which trainee solicitors need to have, such as being able to communicate with the general public, general time management, and the ability to work within a team.
I applied for my training contract in 2021 and began in September 2022. One of the things that drew me to Lanyon Bowdler was that it had won Law Career Network's Best Small Trainer Firm, which was based on feedback from trainees. I also enjoyed reading the blog from former trainees on how they were able to have hands-on experience from day one. This stood out to me from other firms, especially as the trainees were predominantly supervised by partners who were experts in their field with years of experience. I can confirm that I had a similar experience working alongside partners and having the opportunity to work on complex and high-value matters from day one.
So I first heard about Lanyon Bowdler through my cousin, who instructed the firm in relation to a personal injury claim. My cousin was blown away by the firm's compassion and support throughout his claim, and I therefore applied for a training contract in 2020. I was not successful in securing a training contract my first time round, however, even though I had reached the second stage along with 10 other applicants. I was disheartened by this news, but I wanted to share my experience on this podcast with future applicants, as securing a training contract can be very competitive, as sometimes when faced with rejection, you can feel as though you'll never be able to succeed. Despite not being successful, however, Lanyon Bowdler were able to provide me with feedback on my performance during the second interview, providing me with pointers on how to improve for any future interviews which I attended. The effort which was made to provide me with this feedback really showed to me what a supportive and friendly firm Lanyon Bowdler was, and I therefore chose to reapply again in 2021. I was successful this time round and started my training contract in September 2022. I would further say, if you aren't successful in your application the first time around, always apply again, as I believe it shows perseverance and resilience, which are key attributes a lawyer requires.
My favourite seat was my first contentious seat with the clinical negligence department. The traditional training contract requires trainees to complete at least one contentious seat, and I picked clinical negligence. Lanyon Bowdler's clinical negligence team are ranked tier 1 in the West Midlands, covering high value and complex claims, so you get lots of exposure from day one, and having client contact from the outset and being able to learn how to fact gather and advise clients on the go. My supervisor at the time was Associate Natasha Gibbons, and I was overseen by partner Beth Heath. So working alongside senior members of staff who often felt like mentors was really valuable.
Before starting my training contract, I always knew that I wanted to experience the seat in family law, as I loved this module during my law degree and the legal practice course. So I wanted to see what this area of law was actually like in practice. By way of background, during your training contract with Lanyon Bowdler, you have what is called mid-seat reviews, where you discuss with Brian Evans how you're getting on and which seats you may be interested in. During these reviews with Brian, I found that he would always listen and try to cater to my requests in relation to seats as much as he were able, in addition to catering catering for the needs of the firm. After my first mid-seat review with Brian and reiterating the fact that I really wanted to experience family, I was placed in Shrewsbury and Telford, where I was exposed to various areas of children law, in addition to finances such as divorce. This seat, I would say, enhanced my confidence massively and pushed me outside of my comfort zone, as on numerous occasions I would need to attend court with clients and counsel in order to take a note and assist with any questions which counsel may have had. Even though I thoroughly enjoyed this seat, I made the decision to qualify into residential property in March of this year, which I never thought would have been the case at the start of my training contract. Therefore, what I would say for any future applicants or trainees starting at Lanyon Bowdler is for you to be very open-minded in relation to your seats, because even though you may be placed somewhere you did not request, you may find that you actually love it, just like I did. As the saying goes, everything happens for a reason.
Leanne and I did our first seat together within the private client team, and I was supervised by partner Edward Rees at Telford. It was great development as a first seat trainee and involved supporting individuals and families concerning estate planning and the administration of estate following a person's death. This really allows you to provide assistance on a personal level to those going through an already difficult time, and it was a great way to develop core skills such as drafting, problem solving and client care. Lanyon Bowdler fosters a collaborative environment and trainees get along really well. Having Leanne do the same seat at the same time was really helpful. We were able to often email and pick up the phone to each other when we came across a stumbling block, which was really, really helpful.
So as Afsara touched on, we were both placed into the private client department for our first seat. However, she was based in Telford and I was based in Shrewsbury under the supervision of David Pugh. We met each other at the start of our training contract during the welcome week, where you have various meetings, including one with Brian Evans and other trainees within your cohort, which touches on the values of the firm and your role as a trainee going forward. When myself and Afsara found out that we were both going to be placed into private client at the same time, we immediately exchanged details so that we could contact each other in relation to the different work which we will be given during this seat in order to compare notes and to help each other wherever possible. I very much enjoyed this seat, even though it could be tough and somewhat upsetting at times when communicating with family members of those who had passed away. But the private client team in Shrewsbury and Telford was so caring and compassionate in relation to such. The team also, including my supervisor, David Pugh and Kate Lawson, were very supportive of me, always there to answer any questions which I had, and were on hand to assist wherever possible. As Nikki Smith would always say, no question is a stupid question, so I felt extremely comfortable within the private client team from the get-go. I was given a variety of work during the seat which helped me to develop and enhance core skills like Afsara has touched on, such as drafting, as I would assist with drafting of wills in line with clients' instructions and lasting power of attorneys. I also attended various client meetings each week with the team and further assisted in various aspects of estate administration, such as obtaining date of death figures from various banks and financial institutions so that we could prepare the grant of probate application and estate accounts, in addition to preparing other forms such as the IHT 400. Overall, this seat provided me with great experience and core skills which I was able to apply in my seats going forward.
What I would also say is great about Lanyon Bowdler is the fact that it has a buddy system, which essentially allows all new trainees to be allocated a mentor, which will usually be a second year trainee. Your buddy reaches out to you a month before you commence your training contract. This allows you to ask any questions related to the training contract, and they are really sympathetic to the process being initially daunting, so addressing anything such as nerves and signposting help where necessary.
So my buddy was Miriam Homer, who is currently a solicitor in the personal injury department, but she was a second year trainee at the time, and she reached out to me, like Afsara said, around a month before I started my training contract. As we live quite close to each other, we organised to meet for a coffee in Shrewsbury so that I could ask her about a million and one questions about the firm and further what her experience as a trainee had been like. Meeting Miriam prior to starting my training contract also meant that I already knew a friendly person at the firm, so this did calm my nerves a little when starting on my first day. When allocating buddies, Lanyon Bowdler usually ensure that your buddy has been placed in the same seat in which you are starting. So for example, Miriam's first seat when starting her training contract was also private client based in Shrewsbury, so I was able to pick her brains in relation to the work that she had been given and further question any preparation which she thought may be beneficial for me to carry out prior to starting my seat in private client. During my second year as a trainee, I was also allocated a mentee, which I felt quite honoured about, because as per my own experience, I think your mentor is your first real insight into the firm, and it was nice to know that I was able to provide advice and calm any nerves which my mentee may have had prior to starting as a trainee solicitor with Lanyon Bowdler.
The application process comprises of sending your CV and cover letter to the managing partner, Brian Evans. Following a successful review, you will be invited to a first and second stage interview. A key aspect that stood out to me about Lanyon Bowdler's interview process was that it was really centered around the partners getting to know you as an individual. This was especially true for the first stage interview, which felt like a conversation focused on real life work experience and the value you as an individual could bring. This was refreshing and different to the usual hurdles of the Watson Glaser and aptitude tests, where you can often fall at the first hurdle before having the chance to display your capabilities and work experience. The second stage of the interview is more challenging, where you run through a series of legal scenarios and your answers are reviewed by the panel. You are given a set of questions based on practice areas and have the option to choose.
So, during my first interview, I was extremely nervous, but the partners made me feel immediately at ease, asking questions about what I am interested in, what I enjoy doing in my spare time, and why I had chosen to apply for Lanyon Bowdler. After your first interview, you usually have to wait around a week or two to find out whether you have been successful, and you are then invited to the second stage. As Sarah touched on, you are given the different legal scenarios an hour before your interview, which gives you time to choose the two scenarios which you are most comfortable with and prepare your answers. Even though this interview tests your academic performance, you are not expected to know everything, and once you have finished providing your advice, the partners then go through the scenarios and make further suggestions on perhaps part of your answers which you may have got wrong or elements of the law which you may have missed out. This interview may sound daunting, but for any future applications who may reach this stage, please do not place too much pressure on yourself, as at the end of the day, a training contract is for you to learn and train, and therefore, like I said before, you are not expected to know everything.
Lanyon Bowdler is a firm which is large enough to cater for 6-month seats in varying practice areas, which focus on services for businesses and services for the individual. So it will be helpful to do your research and find out what areas appeal to you, any awards that the firm has achieved, any corporate social responsibility the firm does, and why Lanyon Bowdler is your choice of firm for a training provider. Catering your application to the firm is key. Interviewers will know instantly if you have done a cut and paste job.
So I would further emphasise the need to carry out your own research and cater your application specifically to Lanyon Bowdler. What I would say is put yourself in the interviewer's shoes and the person whom first reads your CV and covering letter. You want to be someone who stands out to that person and is remembered, perhaps for an event which you have taken part in and raised money for, towards a charity which Lanyon Bowdler sponsors, or further, someone who has always taken an interest in the firm and often reads their blogs and listens to their podcasts. Further, I would recommend for any future applicants to research any cases where Lanyon Bowdler have been successful, no matter how big or small, or carry out research in respect to certain lawyers at the firm within areas of law in which you are interested in, who perhaps may have won awards for their work and performance, as this is always a good talking point during the interview stages.
The firm offers work experience, so applying early can be helpful. This will give applicants the opportunity to display their interest in the firm, know the firm's culture, and what sets Lanyon Bowdler aside.
One major tip I would provide to future applicants also is to always have a good question to ask the partners at the end of your interviews, as at the end of the day, the interview is also a chance for you to get to know the firm and their opinions, as well as a chance for the firm to get to know you. So for example, when I first applied, I asked the partners about the introduction of the SQE, their opinions on such, and how they thought this was going to operate in practice going forward within Lanyon Bowdler and other firms across the board. I really do think, even though one simple question may seem so minor and will only take a few seconds to ask, it really does make all of the difference, as it enables you to stand out, especially if the question you ask has not been asked previously by other applicants. I would also say, prior to your second interview, whether you're still studying or a graduate, make sure to dig your books out and your folders of notes for the areas of law in which you understand the best, are most comfortable with, and most enjoy, so that you are prepared for the legal scenarios within those areas which you may may be faced with during the second interview. I would definitely say when preparing for this interview, quality over quantity is key, as you cannot remember all elements of every area of law which Lanyon Bowdler offer their services in.
I hope today's podcast provides an insight to all prospective trainees on what the application process entails here at Lanyon Bowdler and the experience in general. I have really enjoyed my experience as a trainee and learned invaluable skills throughout the training contract, and wish all future applicants the best of luck.
I also enjoy training with Lanyon Bowdler, which is why I've taken the decision to remain within the firm upon qualification. I can speak from my own experience that Lanyon Bowdler is a great firm, and I therefore wish anyone with the intention of applying to Lanyon Bowdler for a training contract the best of luck also.
Thanks to Afsara and Leanne for sharing their expertise, yet more proof that lawyers don't bite. If you found the conversation useful, please remember to follow or subscribe on your app so you're notified of new releases when they come out every Monday. Speak to you next week.
That was The Legal Lounge from Lanyon Bowdler Solicitors. Visit lblaw.co.uk/podcast for helpful resources, and please do follow or subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode.